This is TWiT.
Google turned in a Houston man after finding child pornography in his Gmail inbox. The company notified a child protection agency, which called the police. The man, who is a registered sex offender, is now in custody. The case raises questions about Google's policies for scanning the email of users. Marianne Russin is a technology reporter for the International Business Times, and she's calling in from London. Welcome, Marianne.
Hi there.
Now, how much do we know about Google's Gmail scanning and what sorts of things they're looking for?
Well, we know that they've actually been doing this for quite a few years. It's not really a new thing. It's more just the issue that they never really explained that they were doing this. And basically, the situation basically came to a head last year when a U.S. judge ruled that they absolutely need to specifically say this. I believe they were being sued about the issue, saying that a whole bunch of claimants believed that Google had been violating state and federal laws, meaning that it was violating the privacy of millions of users, not just in the U.S., but all around the world. And so this was a U.S. ruling saying that Google really should be updating its terms of service and privacy policy. And so basically, Google specifically said, we're analyzing everything, everything you use, everything you upload, you use, you send and receive in our services, whether it's uploading, adding a little restaurant tag to Google Maps or just sending an email to your friend, we are analyzing everything that you're sending so that we can send more relevant products to you and more customized search results.
So, Marianne, can you tell us what you know about the particulars of this case? What's the history of the suspect? What was he doing? What did the police find?
Well, basically what he was doing is he apparently sent three pictures that of explicit content to a friend. And Google spotted this because they've got an image scanner, so it automatically tags. It's got technology to automatically tag these images and then send that information to Google, flagging it up as an alert. So when they got that, they immediately contacted, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and that then tipped off the police.
That's really interesting technology that they have. Now, as far as we understand, what they're doing is they're not really looking at pictures. They're looking at the hashes of pictures, which provide a kind of signature for an image.
Yes.
And then comparing it against the same sorts of scanning that they do for, you know, Google Images. They can figure out all kinds of things, which they demonstrated on Google Plus. There was a new product that they rolled out a couple of years ago where they demonstrated the ability to distinguish between adults and children on Google Plus. So that's one piece of technology they clearly have. They obviously have had for years the ability to detect when there's an inordinate amount of exposed skin in a picture. They can tell that. And then they must, and at the end of the day, though, after all this scanning, there has got to be a flag that goes up where a human being goes in and verifies it. Because, I mean, they're calling the police on people. And, you know, I doubt that they would rely entirely upon algorithms for that sort of thing. Now, the red flags in this case is this person's a convicted sex offender. So that may have been a red flag, although there was nothing, as far as we know, that was in his Gmail. So Google may have found that out somewhere else. Who knows? Maybe through Google search or something like that. And of course, whatever technology they have. And then one can imagine a likely scenario where they have a policy where they go in and they look for this particular type of crime to make sure to verify that that is what it is before they call the authorities.
Yeah, each of the images actually gets a unique ID, and what they're doing is they're making a sort of fingerprints of all of these different images, and they're compiling it into a big database. So that's the point where the human comes in. So the unique ID that comes from the signature is something that then gets cross-referenced with this database.
So are these images that Google has flagged, or is that database also cross-referenced with existing databases that law enforcement agencies have, databases of images
it's
that they know are out there?
It's okay. Cross-referenced with companies, law enforcement, charities, but it's probably using a lot of the stuff that Google has found itself and has assigned an ID to. So then when they see something similar, the computer kind of makes that decision and flags up as an alert.
Now, Google claims that they don't search for other types of crimes. For example, they don't look for illegally downloaded content or evidence of hate speech or anything like that.